Welcome to the Christian Business Advantage Podcast, the podcast for Christian authors, speakers, coaches, and virtual assistants. I'm your host, longtime virtual assistant, author, and speaker, Alicia Avant. On this podcast, we'll talk about how to build an online presence through email marketing, social media marketing, content repurposing, and building and maintaining your website. After serving Christian authors and speakers for over a decade, I have learned a great deal about their greatest needs, and it continues to be a privilege to serve them. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast. I'm your host, Alicia Avant, and today we're going to be talking about email marketing tricks. I want to help you to learn how to maximize your efforts with marketing and make sure that every email you send is getting through to your customers. Even if it's your first time doing email marketing, I don't want you to worry because email marketing is essential for reaching potential customers, but it can be overwhelming when you don't know where to start. So let's just talk about some of the essentials of creating and sending emails to turn your subscribers into buyers. Let's start from the very beginning. We'll go over everything from setting up your autoresponder to segmenting and targeting customers. So let's talk about some of the steps. So first of all, you want to make sure that you are making it personal. You want to reuse the recipient's name and make it clear that you've done your research on them. So you can use your email marketing service to make sure you insert their name every single time you create an email. Now, in order to do this, when you create a form to put on your website for someone to opt into, you want to make sure that you use the name feature and not just the email. Many people don't realize that if you don't put the name there in the subscriber form and they don't enter it, then you can't use it to personalize the emails. Second tip I have for you is to be consistent. This means sending out an email at the same time every week or month, depending on the time that you're able to keep consistent. If you're only able to be consistent sending an email on a monthly basis, then do it every single month. If you can keep up with a weekly email, then do it every single week. Keep it short. Most readers will only read emails that are less than 100 words, so keep it concise and to the point. The next tip that I have for you is to make sure that you're using a reputable email service provider. This will ensure that your emails are delivered and not filtered out by spam filters. I highly recommend ActiveCampaign. ActiveCampaign is a little pricier than some of the others, but you definitely get your money's worth. Some others are MailerLite and ConvertKit. I will put my ActiveCampaign affiliate link in the show notes so that you can go and check it out. And I believe that they have a 14-day free trial. So I would definitely recommend them. I have been using ActiveCampaign for several years now, and it has definitely been a joy to use the service. Okay, so let's start with the steps that you need to build an email list. There are 10 steps. So step one is to decide on your email marketing goals. You want to set a goal for yourself in your email marketing before you ever even get started. Next, you're going to choose an email service provider. As I just mentioned, three options that I would highly recommend are MailerLite, ConvertKit, or ActiveCampaign. All three of these offer an autoresponder, which is essential to having an automated email sequence. This way, when someone opts into your list, they automatically receive your opt-in or free offer without you having to do anything. And then you can also send a series of emails to them known as a nurture sequence to help build that relationship with your email subscribers. So step three is creating a lead magnet, sometimes known as a freebie. You want to create something of value for free in exchange for their name and their email address. As I shared before, this will go into a sign-up form, which is step number four. You want to create the sign-up form, post it on your website. You can use it in other places as well. But this is where they will opt in to receive your free offer. something of value for free in exchange for their name and email, as I mentioned before. I have previous episodes all about creating a lead magnet or free offer, and I'll be sure to link those in the show notes. Step five is to create a welcome message. A welcome message is that first email that they receive from you when you have them opt in for your free offer. It will be, thanks for signing up for XYZ, whatever your free offer is, and you just want to basically give them the goods. You give them that free offer. That is all that's really necessary in a welcome message. You can also share with them maybe what to expect from your email list, that sort of thing. Once you have your lead magnet created, your email opt-in form ready to go, and that welcome message set in the autoresponder, the next step that you want to take is to begin to promote your free offer or lead magnet. You can promote it on social media, at the end of your blog post, so on and so forth. And then step seven is to begin sending emails. So you can begin to send regular emails, whether that be weekly, monthly, whatever the frequency is of the emails that you choose to send. And then step eight is to begin to analyze the results of your marketing campaigns. Are you getting opens? Are people clicking? If you have links in your emails, are you making progress? You'll want to make sure that you track each week the number of opens, or at least the percentage of opens versus clicks. And step nine is to learn from your mistakes and try again. Obviously, there's a lot that goes into email marketing. You have to think about subject lines. You have to think about the length of your emails, what to offer in your emails, so on and so forth. And step 10 is to rinse and repeat. You will grow your email list as you begin to do all these things and begin to nurture the relationship that you have with those on your list. Email marketing truly takes time. You'll want to create a plan. You'll want to choose a professional tool. And you want to make sure that you're using engaging subject lines. Keep your emails short and sweet and have a clear call to action in every email. Then you will be able to measure your success. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Christian Business Advantage Podcast.